The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. How the common king snake can ingest other snakes that equal or exceed its own length was long a mystery. But scientists now think they know some of the reptile's supersizing tricks. Scientists recently used an array of video and still images to get a play-by-play look at king snakes as they devoured corn snakes that were at least as long. After the king snake constricted and subdued its prey, it began the exhaustive transport cycle to get the slithering snack into its belly. Called the pterygoid walk, the king snake opened up its jaws and alternately ratcheted toothy parts of its upper jaw over the surface of the prey, in turn walking its mouth over and around the prey. To help pull in its prey, the king snake compressed its own vertebral column into a series of concertina-like waves that shortened and then lengthened its body. The king snake forced the prey's spinal column to bend into waves and compress as if an accordion. Even with eyes bigger than its stomach, the king snake could package its meal to ensure a perfect fit inside its gastrointestinal tract.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.